been wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Or maybe you don't. You have to come right out and say it. Give me some money. Give me some money. Give me some money. Give me some money. I'm nobody's clown. I'm nobody's fool. I'm treating you cool. You're putting me down. But baby, I don't intend to leave it behind. Give me some money. Give me some money. Give me some money. Give me some money. You're getting me wrong. Try getting me right. Your face is okay. Your purse is too tight. I'm looking for a pound of shoes, shakes, bad checks, anything. Give me some money. Give me some money. Give me some money. Give me some money.
Ah, give me some money. That was the Bandidos when they were in here last year, performing live on Local Motives. And I chose that because, as you may or may not know, it's Begathon week here, Spring Begathon week at WMPG. And so throughout the evening, we're going to ask you to maybe give us a call at 874-3000 or go online at WMPG.org and make a donation to help keep the station going. We've got some thank you gifts that we'll talk about. And Chaz, can you... I'm sorry. And so we've got some thank you gifts that we'll talk about in a little bit. And... some other things, but first, Buckdancer's music. Okay. Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and support from Buckdancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 38 years, Buckdancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buckdancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. And WMPG is grateful for the support from our listeners and from Crooked Cove CD Replication, a local company run by musicians for musicians. Crooked Cove offers these services: CD and DVD replication and duplication, all types of CD packaging, as well as mastering and graphic design, on the web at crookedcove.com. And so with that done, and the show started. It's about 7:34. Our guest tonight on the show is old, etc. I always have a hard time with the is and the are, but we'll go with is tonight. Is old, etc. So let's bring your mics on there. Good evening.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Oh, good.
Hey-o.
I assume then that you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
All right.
What?
Yes. You guys want to introduce yourselves real quick, or collectively, individually? I don't know. You want to tell people who you are?
Yeah, we'll do it. My name's Elizabeth Talon.
What do you do?
I play guitar and I sing and stuff.
My name is Brandon Lamontagne. I play guitar and sing.
My name's Michael Sajecki. I play the drums.
Hey, I'm Alex Dulac. I play the bass.
All right, and then all together, then you're old, etc.
Yes.
Sure are.
Nailed it.
Am.
Yes.
Are.
Is.
My
is.
Night's off to a good start. right? I don't know. So you guys are going to play some music tonight.
Sure.
And we're going to get some telephone calls.
Cool.
On the Begathon hotline, 874-3000. And we'll talk some, right? That's kind of the plan this evening.
Dope.
I know, right? Well, you guys want to start with song then?
Sure.
I mean, we might as well. That's what we're here for.
Huh, jinx. All right. Cool. So this song is called Aziskahas.
All right.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Very nice. Old Etc. Playing live here in the studio for Begathon. And we've got about a million people in this building right now. There are we have one dedicated sound engineer for each member of the band. And then a crew of at least as many operators and folks in the front office just waiting for your call. 874-3000, help keep live local music on the air. And I mean, this show's been going for a long, long time. Over 25 years or so. I'm not that old. Well, I am, but I haven't been doing it the whole time.
You're not a day over 25.
That's a very nice of you to say. I'm a lot of days over 25. Dan wants to say something.
My name is Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Dan the man.
Hello, Old Etc. You guys sound great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really like it. I am one of the many sound engineers at WMPG, as we so romantically call ourselves. I'm here to tell you, call 874-3000. Three zeros.
Whew, thought you were going to leave one off. Would have been awkward.
Yeah, we don't cut corners around here. Please call and give us your money, as the theme song said.
That's right.
We're working hard to bring you good music. Actually, Old Etc. is. I'm just kind of talking to you. And Josh is doing more of the same. We'll get back to some music.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to these guys for a minute, though, about not Begathon.
Yeah, we'll just... Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dan, for letting me carry on. you guys come all the way from the mystic land of Biddeford.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Sure is mystical.
It sure is.
Beautiful place.
There are beautiful places in Biddeford. There are nice places in Biddeford.
It's sure. Getting
true.
There.
Sure.
You guys just kind of started playing together last year?
Yeah. Brandon and I started playing together probably around this time last year, just the two of us. Since then, we've comprised a band from that, and... it's been pretty incredible what's happened between the four of us. It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah. And you just released a little EP just online, or
We got physical copies. We did that. Got to play a really cool show down at the brewery in Biddeford, Bandit Horn.
Yep.
Good friends of ours got to play down there with a band called Tiger Man Woe and released it there. Had way too much fun.
Nice. So people could get that if they come and see you.
Yep.
And they could get it online at Bandcamp.
Yep.
Like I have. And, all right. So what's the band? Bandcamp must be oldetc.bandcamp.com.
Yep. oldetc.bandcamp.com.
All right. Somebody's ready to play guitar.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. It's fine.
I get so antsy.
No, play more music, please. That's why you're here.
If you insist.
That's what I want you to do.
Awesome.
All right.
Cool. Song's called Dragons of Eden.
All right.
Thank you.
Etc.
Live.
Woo.
Woo.
And so you've played a couple of songs here. Are these songs that are on that EP that you guys
you know? Ironically enough, neither one of them is on that EP. Just worked out like that.
Well, that's okay. I'm assuming you'll probably play some of those too.
Oh yeah, that's
all
coming
right.
up.
All right. And so it. Did you guys record the CD yourselves?
Or, yep. Yeah? Run a studio down in Biddeford called Bottom of the River Sound with Nick Bellotta, and he did all the engineering and recording on that for us. So.
Nice.
It's been really cool to be able to do all that stuff ourselves. That's kind of how we've been operating, you know, printing our own shirts, mm-hmm. recording our own stuff, just really trying to do everything that we can ourselves, and we've had a lot of fun doing it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You guys sound great.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
And since it's Begathon, I'm going to keep talking about this. So far, I've had... how many calls have we had, Chaz?
I'm not sure.
We've had zero.
They haven't run any names back yet.
We've had no calls yet, so you can be the first. Let me tell you about the two most exciting thank you gifts that I've seen. One... We've got copies of the Rustic Overtones box set that came out the
Ooh,
end
wow.
of last year. It's four discs, broken up by Mood, that covers their 20 years together from 1994 to 2014. And so that you can get a copy of that as a thank you for your pledge of $75. Could get a pair of passes to Portland Arcade over in South Portland, confusingly enough. Along with a t-shirt, a WMPG t-shirt, for $40. And Portland Arcade, do you know about this place, Chaz?
I've heard of it.
Any of you guys know about it? Portland Arcade?
I have not.
I haven't heard of that one.
Sounds awesome, though.
So, it's this... they've basically just kind of set it up like a house. I think it's in, you know, an old apartment or something. Or the building used to be apartments. And so it's set up like a living room with an old chair, old tube TV, Atari 2600.
Oh, man.
And all kinds of other old consoles.
Is this tube TV like a console TV?
Yes, it is. Like, I'll show you a picture later.
The big wooden kind?
Yes.
Oh, man.
But so and
sounds
I'm going,
like a good time.
I'm actually going to go next Friday. So anyway, there's a couple of things. Then we've got concert tickets you can ask about, magazine subscriptions. Thank you to Yes Magazine, Maine Magazine, Old Port Magazine, Maine Home and Design, Portland Magazine, and yeah. And so 874-3000 can get through. Operators are standing by. I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah, and also this arcade. Does it have pinball machines?
We'll talk about it. Okay. No, it doesn't.
Oh, man.
But we'll talk about it later. But right now, some more music?
Yeah, sure
and
thing.
Some more music, and then we'll talk with you guys more.
Sounds good.
Not about Megathone.
Megathone.
All right, so Old Etc. What's next?
This one's called Selfish. It is on our demo EP
All right.
thing.
Tramps of you in the morning light. To think you had it, been here in a year. I've been all alone, I've been on my own. Broken hearted, miles away from home. Trust you.
Oh, man. Old Etc. Live. 874-3000. Make a donation like Bill in Westbrook. Bill, thank you very much.
Woo!
Yeah, Bill! Yeah, Bill!
Woo!
There you go. And also for you guys, Joe down in Biddeford at Pearl Street wanted to give you a shout out.
Oh, Joe!
What up, Joe?
Thanks,
just,
Joe.
Wanted to say you sound great.
Aww.
Thanks, Joe.
So thank you for calling.
That's our boy.
Your boy?
He's got a space right above our practice space, so he has to hear this every week.
Twice a week.
Nice. Yeah, twice a week. So he knows these songs.
Nice. Knows them whether he wants to or not.
Nope, no choice in the
matter. No, but thank you, Bill and Joe, for calling. We'll hopefully have more calls shortly at 874-3000.
We'd love to thank you, definitely.
That's right. So Old Etc. is here with us, and you can find them on Facebook and Bandcamp, right? People can keep up with you.
And Instagram.
And Instagram.
Love the Instagram.
I am so bad. I for about a year, I was really good at all that stuff. Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Now I'm lazy. I can't keep up with that.
It's a constant battle.
It's really nice if you just like looking at pictures and don't want to listen to what people have to say.
That's true. But then you've got the people who post pictures of words.
Aww. That's true.
Like, I don't
want
to
read
the inspirational quote.
Yes.
Yeah. But then it's like,
Yeah, exactly.
You know, why don't you just not take a picture of it and just write it instead?
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So that one was on the EP that you guys have out.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
And, What's today? What day is this? The 20th?
Sure.
Today's the 20th. It's the first day of spring.
So it yeah, right.
I mean,
it's never going to be
technically.
But no, next week though, you guys have a show, right?
Yeah,
next,
we sure do.
Next Saturday?
Yeah, next Saturday at the Empire.
Talk about it. What about it?
We had it booked for, it seems like years ago.
It was
now.
2 months ago.
Yeah, with KG Freeze and our good friends in Cool Terra, and just been...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. The last time they were in here, that's
yeah
just about that time.
Yeah, no, it right, the show was supposed to be the next day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot that it got postponed. I was like, oh, look, they're doing another show together.
No.
No, it's the,
still the same
just
one.
Hasn't happened
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
Well, the weather looks better for you anyway.
That's true, yep. Yeah.
Got some cool stuff going on for that. We got together with all the bands and printed us some little patches. So each band did about 50 or so. So first come, first serve on those. Show up.
That's awesome.
Early, stay late, get some patches.
And
it's going to be a party.
Yeah. Get down there.
Definitely.
And I should apologize to those guys because I still have not posted that show on the website, as well as any show from 2015, I think. I'm real behind. It's been a rough winter.
Get all these sound guys on it.
I know, right?
They're
all
right
just
now?
Sitting around. Gosh.
It's like 12 of them.
Coffee sippers.
Coffee sippers, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love you guys.
It was nice. We had coffee tonight,
yeah.
And we had dinner from Gritty's. Thanks to Gritty's.
I know.
It was delicious.
We're getting the treatment tonight, man.
I know. I'll be in here tomorrow morning answering phones and going to have some standard baking.
And I'll be here, too.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I want to invite anybody who's listening right now. You come on down. You listen to the band live. You know, make a little donation, $10 or something. That's not bad, right? You can do that. And you can come and watch the band.
You could literally sit. I think there's space for maybe we could fit 5 people in here.
Oh, well, they can sit in here.
Come in here.
Sound a little weird to them without headphones.
Let's get weird.
But they probably want to be close to us, right?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. So if you want to be, I am selling you the opportunity to be close to Old Etc. I mean close.
Real
and,
close.
If anyone comes in here, literally shows up and comes in here, we will give you a free CD. I'm serious.
Well, you gotta give money.
You gotta give them money, and then we'll give you the CD, and then we'll.
There you go. That's a bargain.
It is.
We're at 92 Bedford Street, and you can come on down right now.
Right near the USM building with that like bridge over the road or something.
Yes. Yeah.
A sky bridge.
Yeah, yeah, that thing.
Skywalker.
Skywalker.
Skywalker
yes.
Bridge.
Skywalker Memorial Bridge.
Always wondering what it was called.
Anakin. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There's some. There's a. This just in. Thank you. Thank you, Annette and Kieran.
Aw.
Wow.
Thanks, Kieran.
That's awesome.
Great.
And Annette.
We should celebrate with music.
Yeah.
So that's four callers now?
Yeah.
Four. Man. We are doing great.
I know.
Kieran,
boys.
Kieran watched my cats last week.
Ow. Well, thank you, Kieran.
Thank you so much, Kieran.
Cat sitting.
She took pictures of us one time.
Are you sure it's the same one? Are you sure it's the same one?
I've only met one Kieran
Shapley.
What?
Shapley.
Oh, different Kieran.
There you go.
Wow. Or did every Kieran in the world simultaneously watch your cat?
Maybe.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe they're like interchangeable Kierans.
There's a club. All right. You're tuned into WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. My name's Josh. This is Local Motives. And these guys are old, etc. You want to play a song?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Thank you.
I was just gonna let it go until that loud note ended. So Old Etc. is live here in the studio.
And, hello.
You guys have been through a few songs now.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's been great. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, you're Kieran called.
Oh, nice.
And just wanted to give you a shout out.
Hey, Kieran's.
That's right.
Two
thank
Kierans?
You to the Kierans. If your name is Kieran and you're listening, you can call 874-3000 and help keep WMPG on the air or go online at WMPG.org.
Or if you have any other name that exists.
Yeah, I guess. Anybody can call. We'll take anything. Anything.
So since you said your favorite things that you saw on the thank you gifts list, could I say my favorites?
Okay,
so.
Chaz.
I have, like, three, and they're all tickets. First, Pat Benatar concert.
Woo! Awesome.
Second, Cheap Trick and Peter Frampton concert.
Oh, I'm donating. Yep.
Can we get those? we'll throw down on those.
And third right. was the Beach Boys.
Oh, what?
Hello. Yeah. Well,
I'm sure it's not like all of them.
No, I'm pretty sure that.
I'm pretty sure, but.
It's going to be the Beach Boys without the one Beach Boy you want to see.
Yeah. Well, it's. I mean, if you can get the autographs or something, it'll be worth something. And it's still. When else are you going to see? I mean, who covers that kind of music?
You know what? I hear you because, you know, I went and saw Sebastian Bach last year.
Awesome.
And, I mean, Dave the Snake Sabo wasn't playing.
Yeah.
But it was still good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anybody here like trains?
People still go to see Queen. People still see Queen.
I would.
What's
not.
The point?
I'll have a little conversation with you offline about Queen.
Oh man.
No, it's an interesting and locally related thing.
Oh, good.
Anyway, got a couple more callers. Matt from Biddeford, thank you very much.
Hey.
That's my fiance.
And Judy from Portland, Mama loves
That's
Elizabeth.
That's my mom. Thanks.
Killing it.
Thank you guys so much.
Wait, so that's six?
That's five.
Five? Are you sure? I thought that was six.
My math's not real good, but I'm pretty good up until like six, and we're at five. So.
All right. Well, then one
but,
more.
But I'm very happy. I'm very happy tonight. Thank you all for calling and donating. So you guys, I actually meant to start talking with you before we even got into any of this Begathon stuff, but 874-3000, I should say.
207,
yeah. If you're calling from out of state. So so your songs are, I don't know, they have like a pretty epic feel as they're going on, right?
Thank you.
They're not quick little, short little pop songs or anything. But, so like... Like, where were you guys coming from when you started writing these? Who's writing most of the music here?
So far, it's been mostly my writing.
Yeah.
A lot of these songs I played solo. My solo moniker was Starlight Cicada.
Oh, yeah.
And I played a bunch around Portland for about a year. And then just really wanted to expand upon it. And found Brandon. Started playing with Eric Nielsen and Devin Colella for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they started doing other stuff with other bands, and then Brandon and I met, and it just kind of really took off from there.
I was supposed to be the bass player.
Oh, really? That's awesome. For Rural Ghosts or something? So most of it's my personal writing and stuff that I played just by myself for a long time, and then once I kind of brought it to these guys, they really helped expand upon it with their influences and Mike coming from kind of a pop punk rock background and, you know, Brandon coming from kind of the same. We all sort of listened to the same stuff growing up before we knew each other, and it just kind of all melted together and, mixed with, you know, old music and new music. I think we have kind of an old sensibility about us, but we're very influenced by, you know, the Appleseed cast and Explosions in the Sky and stuff like that. Just really like epic, long songs.
I was going to say that would explain the epicness and the longer songs. Yeah.
So you said you write most of the music. That would be excluding the 16 and a half songs I handed you when you came in and you learned and are going to play now, right?
Right.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
I'm going to start now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you guys got another song. How many more songs do you have
16
on
and
your
a half.
List there?
We have three more.
Okay.
Yep.
You want to go through a couple?
Yeah, we could do that.
Just without breaking?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to.
Spooky and We Once Were?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right.
This one's called Spooky.
Awesome.
It's called We Once Were. Fun little fact, when Brandon and I were performing as Starlight Cicada for a short period of time, we got an awesome video recorded of this song, just the two of us, kind of a stripped down version. It's on YouTube. Penumbra Recordings in South Portland recorded it. TJ's buddy. So you can check that out if you want to look at something that's a little more stripped down.
stones to see what's underneath. We once were down by the trail.
Old Etc. live here on WMPG 90.9 104.1 WMPG.org. And 92 Bedford Street, I guess.
Come
on down.
Come on down. Come on down.
Or if you're at 93 Bedford Street, you can probably hear us too.
Over in the field.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were all sitting in here and enjoying and appreciating your work in there. Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been really great. I really have loved it. And thank you to all, let's see, we've had five people, six, we'll say six, Chaz.
Okay.
Bill, Annette, Kieran, Matt, Judy, and Joe. Thank you all for calling and making donations tonight or yesterday. Helping keep WMPG going and on the air. It's not too late, 874-3000. You can call anytime between now and, like, I don't know, like Wednesday?
Like later sometime.
Yeah. Operators will be standing by for another half hour or so out there. And then you can call Rob. Rob will be here for Stay Rude in just a little bit.
Yeah.
So you guys have a show next Saturday at Empire.
Yep.
With Cool Tara and KG Freeze.
Yep. Sure do.
So people should go see that.
We got our first out-of-state endeavor the day before, too.
Yeah, we're playing at Modern Gypsy in Manchester, New Hampshire, with Bad Fellows, our buddies from down there.
Nice.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
And what else you got lined up? Anything else?
We're playing in Cambridge, Massachusetts at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square with Alan of Dale on April 6th.
We're playing in the kitchen.
We're going to help them make burgers.
Yummy.
Maybe gonna pour some...
Flip them with your guitar?
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be messy.
Or maybe Brandon could solo two people eating burgers.
That would be sick. I'm down. So down.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So you've got a couple of out-of-state shows lined up here.
Yeah. Trying to spread our wings.
Yeah.
I believe we can fly.
I believe we can touch the sky.
We're going to start doing some, head back into the studio and get some more songs recorded. Hopefully be putting out a split.
Yeah.
It's like you read my mind. Split with who? Do you know?
With Bad Fellows, our buddies from New Hampshire.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So hopefully do that.
And would you be releasing this on vinyl or cassette?
Probably neither, but maybe vinyl.
Okay. Yes. Okay, deal. Yeah. I'll buy three.
What's the most antiquated thing we could put it out on?
We're going to record it on a Yak Back.
you can put out a video album on Laserdisc.
There you go.
Kind of sick.
Kind of sick?
Kind of. Or, I don't know.
Release a video game themed by your music on the Atari.
Oh, that's a great idea, actually. That would be sweet.
That's actually kind of easy to program for Atari games.
We could have the Skywalker Bridge be in it.
Oh, yeah.
Down.
And you had mentioned in between your songs there that you had recorded that with TJ over at Penumbra.
Yeah.
He was in here with Kara Khan a while back.
Yeah. Heard about that.
That was a good show. Fun times there.
Yeah, they're sweet guys. They're really talented.
Wicked nice.
Just doing a really cool thing. They're super professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good experience. I highly recommend anyone going to them.
Debt, Naked, and Free, though.
Yeah, Naked and Free is pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Or you were going to say, or come to...
Bottom of the River Sound in Biddeford, Maine. <There you go. laughs>
I mean, I didn't want you to...
We've done it. It's six. That's really six.
No, this is a get-off-the-air card. Oh, no, Susan and Beth.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan.
Susan and Beth, that's actually my grandma. She lives in Bath, but, like, she's in Florida right now. I told her to say she was from Florida.
It's not the fish and chips lady?
What?
What?
No.
Susan's fish and chips.
No.
Tuesdays. Leave off
that. Is there anything you'd like to say to your grandmother? Come on.
Well, I really appreciate it, but I wish you had said you were in Palmetto, Florida.
And he loves you.
I love you, Uma. I call her Uma. That's spelled U-M-A.
All right.
Yeah, Dan, what's so funny, Dan?
All right.
What's so funny?
Okay, that's enough sweetness.
Okay, I agree.
All right, so you guys want to is there anything else you guys want to say before we wrap up? You guys can close it out with a song here.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Come see us. We're playing Vampire next Saturday, so to that. It's going to be awesome.
And find you online.
Yeah, definitely online. But mostly come to shows, because that's really, you know, we try to do cool stuff for every show that we do, whether it's, you know, a patch like this one, or, you know, we made, for Banded Horn, we made them T-shirts and gave them to them for their year birthday. And, you know, we just try to switch it up and try to do something different and kind of stick in people's minds a little longer in an age where things are so fleeting and digital and kind of in one ear, out the other.
Yeah. That's really awesome.
Come hug us.
Come hug them.
Please.
Please hug us.
Please.
Give us all your hugs.
All the hugs.
All right. What's the last song going to be here?
This one's called I Used to Be One.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you to the enormous sound team of Dan, John, Larson, and Reed.
Yeah. Killing it.
Woo!
And thank you to Chaz for being next to me. And
You're welcome.
For everybody out answering phones. And thank you to everybody who's called. Well, we'll talk about you more after.